Thank you, Chair. A special thanks to the High Commissioner and Director Dominic for your eloquent overview of the growing displacement and the financial shortfalls it comes with. At this pledging conference, we take the floor as a hosting state, a state whose contribution is oftentimes referred to as kind contribution, a generous act. Whereas these titles sound very soothing and polite, and indeed we are grateful for them, we ask our partners, our sisters and brothers, both the state and private donors, to not tire in matching their support to the generosity of the hosting states that we unfortunately have to call a burden. Chair, the High Commissioner in his remarks rightly stated that this year alone, Uganda received over 125,000 refugees from DRC and South Sudan. This is in addition to the 1.5 million refugees in the country. What this actually means is that the budgeted and the received support is not matching the numbers on ground. And as if COVID-19 was not bad enough, we recently hit by Ebola. We are proud of the approach that we adopted to fight the epidemic, and we are proud to inform this meeting today that the refugees are included in the national government plan and therefore benefit from the government efforts in fighting the pandemic. To affirm our commitment, the refugee management has been formally integrated into Uganda's National Development Plan. This ably facilitates the transition of social services leading to integrated service delivery and enhanced access to protection. Chair, in 2022, the Uganda Country Refugee Response Plan was unfortunately funded at only 45%. There has been no significant increase in funding in health, water, shelter or livelihoods, despite the recent pressures. We are awake to the development funding that has been mobilized for our refugee response. However, the influx in numbers and the devastating effects of COVID-19 and now Ebola have only made the humanitarian needs dire. More has to be done, and we ask our donor partners to support both the humanitarian and development causes without much distinction. We are delighted that Uganda is one of the co-conveners of the second GRF, and we pledge to utilize this platform next year to share our experiences and our challenges and inform you of our continued pledge to implement the Global Compact on Refugees objectives amidst our meager resources. Finally, Chair, we firmly believe that it is no time for donors to tire or show fatigue in supporting refugees. We all have roles to play. And whereas our partners is a monetary role, ours is different. It goes beyond money. We are only able to discuss refugees today because some state somewhere took the risk and prioritized humanity in opening their borders and allowed human beings running for their survival to settle. And we call those human beings refugees. They are not refugees without a hosting country. We therefore risk to show fatigue in donating when the hosting countries have not yet announced their fatigue, and we cannot afford to push hosting countries to announce that fatigue. The time is now. We have a choice on how we want to be written down in history. We believe no state, and Uganda repeats, no state would sanely choose to be remembered for turning away refugees. No state should be remembered for refusing to support refugees when you're able to do so economically. And above all, no state should be remembered for being a perpetrator of displacement. Uganda, a low-income country, chooses and pledges to keep our borders open and share the very little that we have with those in need. Thank you.